So internationally, the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is underway in Manhattan, as we told you earlier on in the program. She's pleaded not guilty to six felony counts, including grooming and trafficking underage girls to be sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein. Laurie Levinson's law professor out of California and is with us. Laurie, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
The process, how long, how convoluted?
It's going to be a six-week trial. There are going to be plenty of witnesses. Four of the alleged victims plan to testify. It'll be a pretty intense trial.
Is it going to be one of those she said, she said, or have we got concrete evidence that we're looking forward to?
I think that the prosecutors are going to have corroborating evidence. Certainly a highlight of the testimony will be when the victims testify. But they have lots of communications. They have Maxwell being with Epstein. They have financial records. They have text records. So it's not just one person's word against the other. And don't forget, for Maxwell, she doesn't have just one accuser. She has multiple accusers.
This is separate to the civil action, which involves Prince Andrew, of course. So even if she gets through this, she still has the civil action to deal with.
Not only does she have the civil action to deal with, she still has another criminal case to deal with, because there were separate charges that she committed perjury during a deposition relating to all this. And the judge took those out, separated those out, and said that'll be a separate trial.
How long does she potentially get in jail if she's found guilty?
The rest of her life. It'll be a maximum of 70 years in prison. She's almost 60 years old. So, you know, the truth is, if she's convicted, she wouldn't get out until she's an extremely old person.
Where does this sit on the American judicial landscape of all the high drama that's seen in American courts? Where's this one sitting currently?
Well, this is our current high drama case. We've had several in the last few weeks, including the Arbery case, where you had three white men who shot a black jogger. We had the Kyle Rittenhouse case, where he was at a melee and he shot people. We've had George Floyd. You know, we have a trial of the century about every 6 months here. But this one, because it involves Jeffrey Epstein and because of the salacious allegations, is really dominating the headlines.
Appreciate your time very much. Laurie Levinson, we'll check back in with you. Laurie Levinson, law professor out of Loyola Law in Los Angeles.